Good afternoon, this is Sterling Smith with your As an Edge afternoon market wrap-up. And starting with May, corn at 439.5, it was unchanged on the day. July at 452.75, up a half a cent. December at 475.25, up 2 cents on new crop. It did close just below the highs of the day. Market was generally in the red for corn. A little bit of late session buying in the wheat and some strength in the beans helped pull corn into at least mildly positive territory. May soybeans at 12.10.25, up 24.75. We cleared that $12 level. We had been knocking up against it. We were finally able to push through it around noon today. Stronger crush margins helping lift the beans today. And July beans at 12.24, up 23.75. November at $12.75, up 19.5. Bean oil and meal, both strong. They were the main drivers behind this. May soybean oil, 49.15, up 101. Soy meal for May at 342.50, up 860. Old crop crush, spring crush at 83.50, up 5. New crop at 109.25, up 3. May wheat in Chicago at 545.75. That's down 6.75. Low of the day was 537. The high was 553. So the last 45 minutes did help the wheat market out noticeably. That was due to a turnaround in Kansas City and Minneapolis. May wheat at 581, down 1.75. We were as low as 567.25 in Kansas City. May wheat in Minneapolis, 655, closing above that key 650 area, down only 0.75 after trading as low as 645. Rice at 1769, down 4. May cotton, 92.18, down 1.16. July at 92.12, down 1. And December new crop, 83.80, down 20. Looking at June live cattle, we were at 184.85, down 15. May feeders, 258.65, down 28. June hogs, 100 spot 62, down 63. May milk, 16.42, down 28. May orange juice, 347.85, down 10 full cents. That's limit down. Crude oil at 81.43, down $1.30. It looks like we may have overextended that rally a little bit. We've probably gotten ahead of ourselves. The market could drop another $6 a barrel and still maintain the current uptrend. Diesel lower at 267.32. That's down 6.5 cents a gallon. May unleaded 272.15, down 2.75 cents a gallon. Natural gas 183, down 4. Gold liked what the Fed had to say. June gold at 22.07, up $26.20. That is close to a new life contract high. Silver at 25.70, up 56 cents. We were basically unchanged prior to the Fed speak, and that turned the metals around because it did squish the dollar. The dollar at 103.39, down 43. We're as high as 104.14, as low as 103.37. Fed comments today, they left rates unchanged, which was what was expected. However, Chairman Powell did leave the possibility of rate cuts this year on the table and, in fact, mentioned that in his speech, along with cutting down on the amount of quantitative tightening they were doing, meaning they were letting bonds roll off of their balance sheet. They are talking about cutting the pace of that, and that's what caused the big surge on Wall Street today. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 39,512, up 401. New record high close. S&P 500, 52.27, up 49 points. New record high close. NASDAQ Composite, 16,369, up 202. New record high close. The rally was generally fairly broad. The Russell 2000, the small cap index, 2073, up 38 points, or just about 2%. Interest rates, the front end of the curve came down. The 2-year at 461, down 7 basis points. The 10-year at 427, down 1 basis point. The 30-year, though, at 445, up 2 basis points. So, in fact, this would be more like yield curve normalization. So, with that being said, if the dollar's downtrend continues, perhaps that can lend some support to our beleaguered grain markets. This is Sterling Smith from Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great evening.